Sam Carcitti, you're on with Chuck. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Chuck. Before I ask you about Lappy, I just want to ask you a question about Felix Sandstrom. Were you disappointed that he signed to play in Finland? And did you guys talk to him and try to persuade him to stay here?
Yeah, we've had ongoing talks with Felix and about the opportunities and you know, most importantly, he played really well at the end of the season. And the most important thing for him is to make sure he's getting number one goaltender ice time, and he's doing everything he can to continue his development. I think the last month was a big step forward for him, and you know, we'll just continue to speak and see what the right solution is for him going forward.
Sam, did you have a follow-up?
Yeah, but wouldn't he – I'm a little confused on the decision. Wouldn't he have gotten the ice time with the Phantoms this year?
You know, you never can predict ice time, Sam. So I think there's a strong possibility he would get a lot of ice time, but we have Ustamenko and Ersson and still making a decision on Alex Lyon. So, you know, you can't guarantee ice time. And the important thing for Felix is that he – you know, whether it's here or over there, he gets an opportunity to play.
And you will retain his rights?
Yes, we retain his rights.
Thank you.
Sam, did you have a follow-up?
No, thank you.
Anthony Sanfilippo, you're on with Chuck. Go ahead.
Hey, Chuck. About hiring Lappy for this position, was it important to get somebody in here who obviously, Lappy worked with AV and the coaching staff at the NHL level, someone who's really familiar with the system and the structure that you guys want to have so that there's continuity at both the NHL and the AHL level?
That certainly was a part of it. I don't want to oversell that. You know, I thought Scott Gordon worked hard with AV as well. And I wouldn't say the systems were identical, but there was certainly a lot of dialogue and a lot of effort on everyone's part to sync things up. But it even goes beyond the relationship with AV. I mean, obviously Lappy and AV have spoken several times over the last few days about next year and about systems, and they have a very strong relationship. But, you know, Lappy also has a very strong relationship with our player development staff. And I think this move allows us not just to integrate how, you know, our AHL coaching staff with our NHL coaching staff, but as importantly, to integrate our coaching at the American Hockey League level with our player development model that we've been working hard on for the last year to continue to have it evolve. And you know, the American League's a big part of that development. And we have a lot of time down here, particularly early in the year, a lot of practice time where we can do different types of practices and do more things from a developmental standpoint. And Lappy's been a development coach. And again, the relationships are strong. So I think we have a chance to push that model forward a little bit more aggressively.
Adam Kimmelman, you're on with Chuck. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Chuck. What in your mind will Lappy bring differently than Scott Gordon did in working with the next generation of prospects here?
Well, you know, look, Scott did a great job. I want to make sure I state that Scott's one of the most successful coaches in American League history. Very, very good hockey coach, did a great job for us as an interim head coach a couple seasons ago as well. So, you know, this is, I don't know that this is about the differences between the two, but I think you heard Lappy speak there. He's about as honest as they come. He's emotional. He's energetic. He's full of passion and full of life. I don't know that I've yet to meet anybody that doesn't respect or like him. And I think that ability to connect with people, whether it's, you know, people in management, you know, coaches, players, he just has that innate ability to connect with people. And I think the players will want to play very hard for him.
Charlie O'Connor, you're on with Chuck. Go ahead.
Charlie. Hey, Chuck. Speaking about Ian, obviously he, you know, he's had a lot of different roles in this coaching, you know, in the organization development. He ran the PK for a while. Then he kind of had that pre-scout hybrid role recently. He's obviously never been a head coach. I guess what gives you confidence that he'll be able to succeed, you know, as a head coach at the AHL level?
Well, look, there's always a leap of faith for any one of us when we get our first job in the big chair, so to speak. And you never, you know, nobody knows until you get a chance. But just, you know, again, everything we've kind of laid out, that the work ethic this man has is tremendous. You know, his career, he had, I think, over 1,100 National Hockey League games, including playoff games. And, you know, he willed and worked his way for a very successful long career. You know, he's continued to evolve as in terms of being a coach, and he's worked with a lot of very good people. And I just think the combination of the experience he has a lot of experience as a coach and as a player, his understanding of the game. He's been involved in all of our systems work since I've been here. He's very aware of the X's and the O's, but most importantly, the ability to connect with people, the passion, the work ethic, the honesty. I mean, I think you saw that in his Zoom call here with you. I mean, he's 100% honest in everything he does, from work ethic to how he communicates to how he approaches life.
We'll take a few more questions. Patrick Williams, you're on with Chuck. Go ahead.
Yes, Chuck. You know, at this level, there's always that kind of that balance between development and winning. How would you like Ian to be able to make, you know, use both of them to drive each other?
Yeah, they're strongly linked. I don't think you can properly develop players unless you have a winning environment. Obviously, you need a mix of players at this level to be successful, from young players working their way in to the middle group players coming out of their entry-level deals to the right cast of veteran players to surround that younger mix. And that'll be on, you know, Brent Flair and our pro scouts and me to make sure we have the right mix of players for them. But, you know, our message, you know, to Lappy was clear. We want to win, and maybe it's not win at all costs. And by that, I mean, you got to win by playing your young players, but there's a way to do that. Other teams have done that. We've done that here successfully for many, many years, predating me. The Phantoms have always been a very competitive team, and we've always developed players well, and we're going to continue to do both.
Wayne Fish, you're on with Chuck. Go ahead.
Hi, Chuck. You spoke last month about the limitations of training during the pandemic, specifically the off season. Can Lappy make changes to the physical fitness program, or is that more an organizational thing?
Well, he'll work with it. You know, he's going to be involved in all of our development meetings this summer. He's obviously going to work with our strength and conditioning staff as well. And so we're going to have a very good program in place. We have a good program in place, but we're trying to take it a step further, integrate it a little bit more into what we do here. And obviously the summer, the world seems to be opening up. And, you know, our expectation is that players are going to be able to do what they need to do to be in great shape. But I know with Lappy, I'm sure he'll be reaching out to several players, and some of the bubble players in particular that, you know, he knows from the NHL, but he may end up coaching here depending on how things go in camp. And I think he can be a pretty powerful advocate of the necessity of working out for some of those bubble guys. And I know he'll do that well.
Rob Parent, you're on with Chuck. Go ahead.
Hi, Chuck. Is there any chance or possibility that there's other changes in store for the coaching staff, Flyers coaching staff?
We'll have to replace the role, Lappy's role. And we'll look to hire a couple, you know, likely a couple of assistant coaches down here. And, you know, we're looking at all of our staffing right now to make sure we're properly positioned. So, you know, that's been ongoing, and it will continue to be ongoing for the next few weeks. We start our pro scouting meetings tomorrow for the rest of the week. That'll be our first stab at the personnel side. But, you know, this stage of the summer, it's often the off-ice staff that is the predominant thing we're dealing with.
We'll do two more questions. Jordan Hall, you're on with Chuck. Go ahead.
Hi, Chuck. Just wondering, did when you were looking to replace Scott Gordon, did you get insight from Alain Vigneault on Ian LaPerriere, and just how strong of a vote of confidence did he give Ian?
Very strong, very strong. I mean, AV has a tremendous amount of respect for Lappy, and look, Lappy's paid his dues, and you know, he's 47. He's spent a lot of time working in this game, playing in this game. He's earned the right to have this opportunity, and AV was very supportive. And you know, it's a tough job coaching. It's really tough. And again, he's He's done everything we've asked of him as an organization, and this was his opportunity now to get in the big chair down here and take a stab at it. But he'll bring a lot to the table, and not just AV, but everybody was very supportive, from Paul Holmgren to Bob Clark to Dean Lombardi. I spoke with a lot of people, and again, I don't know that you'll find many people that don't have a lot of respect for Lappy, and there'll be a lot of people cheering him on here.
And our last question is from Charlie O'Connor. You're on with Chuck. Go ahead.
Hey, Chuck, you mentioned about, you know, kind of Lappy's energy and everything like that. He mentioned a few minutes ago about, you know, having, you know, believing in a positive attitude, a positive mindset. I guess, how important was getting someone with that approach? How important was that in terms of the person you picked for this role?
Well, you know, the role is more than personality and positivity. You know, again, he knows the game very well. You know, technically, he knows the game. He knows systems. He knows X's and O's. He played and coached a long time. Certainly the ability to connect with people is very important, especially when you're dealing with young players, a lot of them just out of junior or just out of college. But he is very positive, but he's also demanding. And that can't be stated enough. Like, he's going to be very fair, but the players will know where they stand. He'll be very honest with them when they do something that he doesn't like. But his communication skills are tremendous. And every day it's a new day for everybody. He'll be positive, but he's also going to make sure they know what they have to do, not just to make him happy, but to get to the next level. And that's extremely important. You still have to have demands. You still have to push people. Everybody has a different way of doing it.
Okay, Chuck, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.